started out as the Rudy Green Memorial Tractor Ride 15 years ago. Rudy was a local fellow that worked on a lot of local tractors, and it has evolved. Our founder, Kenny Cox, passed away, and it kind of evolved into the Eliza Lions Club Memorial Tractor Ride. We've lost enough people. We don't want to give it an individual name anymore, but it's a good time. It's been a wonderful pastime for we've had 59 tractors and we've had 9 tractors depending on the weather. So this year we moved it to September from July, hoping to beat the 90 degree heat that we've run into the last couple of years. So.
And I think too, the timing is pretty good because it's kind of right before harvest really gets rolling. So you still have the backdrop of corn and soybean fields that haven't been picked yet.
That too. The whole purpose of a tractor ride, other than the social aspect, is the scenery that you get to partake in along the route. And you're exactly right. The crops just preparing for harvest themselves is kind of different and fun to look at as time goes on.
So tell us a little bit about the route. You said at least from the Eliza Community Center. Do you want to elaborate a little bit about what you travel through?
Sure. Weather permitting, and it looks good for that. We'll just take off from the community center and go down the hill across the school land, across the blacktop into the school land, and kind of root around in the back roads between Eliza and New Boston. We'll take our first break at the Fish Fry Park on Main Street, New Boston, and then leave New Boston and take some back roads to get from New Boston to Joy, where we'll have lunch at the Joy Pavilion, Joy Park Pavilion, provided by Guy and a Grill. And then we'll just do the same thing following back roads back to Eliza for the afternoon.